Here's some more training today for celebrity scissor hands.
Oh, what's... Don't do that to me. What's that on your middle finger?
It's a plaster.
Oh, what
the paramedics
have you
are standing by.
What have you done?
Only a small cut, but I actually cut somebody's actual hair for the first time today, because until now we've been using mannequins. This poor girl from Endemol, the production company, she was like, don't let him near me with the scissors. But I managed to cut about three sections of her hair.
Three sections of her hair. Yeah. So she kind of got a half-finished haircut with a bit of blood dried in it.
We all had a go. She was like a guinea pig. We all had a go.
Every single one of you had a go on her.
I'm sorry? About three of us.
Right.
On her hair, yeah.
Yeah, that's what...
Today we were learning the Mia haircut.
Oh, now, what's the Mia haircut?
Now, the Mia is different to the Ron, and also different to the Rocket, because the Rocket you cut at 45-degree angles. Yeah. This one's like a 90-degree, but you have to section the hair in different ways.
Right.
I've no idea what I'm talking about. Seriously, I'm going to be so rubbish at this.
Yeah, well, you are if you keep leaving blood in people's hair. I don't think that's very professional.
Yeah, she wasn't happy with that at all. She was like,
that's a surprise.
Yeah.
Red highlights.
We also learned today that this is for this new show that I'm doing, which starts on BBC Three for Children in Need, for charity, on Sunday, called Celebrity Scissor Hands, where a load of celebs have to cut hair and do other as yet unspecified beauty treatments. They haven't even told us about what we have to do, but I'm hearing colonic is one of them. And also, I think fake tans, which Edith has just booked herself in for.
Has she?
Yeah, she wants one. Okay. As long as I do it. I want to see her in a pair of paper pants.
Would you rather see me in a pair of paper pants?
God, no. So there's colonic, there's tanning, I think there might be some waxing going on as well.
There's facials.
We also learned
hands,
today...
feet,
yeah,
stuff.
All that. Mm. We have to tell all the customers when they come in, when they sit in the chair, to uncross their legs. Because some people, I don't know why, cross their legs, and if you don't have your legs...
On the
uncrossed,
floor, right?
Then the haircut will be completely different.
Oh, that's rubbish.
No, it will, because...
What an excuse.
It's true. This is a top hairdresser that told us, because if they're sat with their feet on the floor, their head is completely level and straight. Otherwise, you'll mess it up.
Okay.
So we have to say, could you please uncross your legs? Now, how is Darren Day going to get away with that? Could you uncross your legs, please, love? One, Scott Mills, one. Chiefs on Radio 1, it's 4:17. If you filled in a form online for me to cut your hair or do beauty treatments at Celebrity Scissor Hands, good luck with that, because I am seriously really rubbish at it.
Why would anybody do that?
Well, yeah, but there's a table of performance, and I'm at the bottom of it.
Are you?
Out of all of these celebrities. But that's because I've not had much time to train, and they've been there every day.
Yeah, because you haven't turned up for most of it.
Because I've got a job. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, it's Lucy here. How are you?
All right, Lucy, how are you?
Good, thanks.
How can I help?
I just want to tell Chappers that that you are right, Scott, with regards to uncrossing your legs when at the hairdresser.
Right, what experience do you have?
Well, my hairdresser, who's lovely, she's called Susan, she always says to me, please...
I needed to know that, why. Yeah, go on.
Well, you know now.
Yeah.
She always says, sit with your feet straight, otherwise the feathering in your hair will be completely wonky.
Mm. See?
Could that be, though, that because Susan might be a slightly rubbish hairdresser and is looking for any excuse?
No, she's rather good, actually. I've never complained.
Right. Okay. So it's not like a get-out clause?
No, it's not at all.
Actually, Lindsay from Hastings College and loads of other people have been on saying, it's true.
Okay.
If you don't uncross your legs, a haircut goes rubbish.
Right.
Exactly, and when you're coughing up a hell of a lot for it, then...
Mm. Yeah. Do you know the name of your haircut?
No, I don't, my friend. Sorry.
Yeah. See, I didn't even realise they had names.
No, I didn't.
Did you?
What's yours called?
I have no idea. I don't know. I'll tell you what, I've got a newfound respect for hairdressing, for hairdressers after this, because it's really hard.
Since you cut your finger.
Yeah. Do you have to cross your legs for colonic, do you know? I don't know. Radio 1 presents... Chart Show Live. This is Radio 1. Okay, it's 4:24. So it's Chris Moyle's karaoke tonight. You coming along?
I'm busy, actually, tonight.
I thought you were coming.
No, I'm busy.
I got you, haven't I?
No,
you don't know what you're doing. No, you don't have time to make up an excuse.
I do. I'm busy. There's evidence that I'm busy later.
On
5.
Oh my god, I can't believe you used that as a blatant plug for your TV.
What? You asked me.
Yeah.
Anyhow, quarter to 12, football night. There we go.
Right.
Is this true then about you and one of your fellow competitors in Celebrity
Colonic? What are you suggesting?
I've heard that one of your fellow crimpers has the hots for you.
I don't.
And is making quite a big play for you.
Some of the other celebs think that, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I guess who it is?
I'd rather you didn't.
Okay.
Thing is, they keep coming out to me and going,
is it Right Said Fred?
No. That would be the obvious choice, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Sorry to go for the obvious straight away. Darren Day can't be that desperate.
It's not Darren, though.
No. Well, it's desperate to go for
it. It's embarrassing, though, because I'm really rubbish when people flirt with me, because I just go, it doesn't happen that often. So I'm just like... Yeah, change the subject. Bye. I'm going to the shop. Anyone want anything? Today, they came up to me, they're like, hi, you're quite fit, aren't you? And I was like, yeah. Okay, right, I'm going to the shop. Bye. Anyone want a cup of tea on the way? I don't know what to say. I find it really, really embarrassing.
Do you go and make tea if people start flirting with you?
Yeah.
Oh, you're gorgeous. You are gorgeous.
It's the first time I've ever made you a cup of tea in your life.
You're fit. I really fancy you.
Now, karaoke tonight. I may have invited some of my new friends this afternoon. Do you think Chris will mind?
I'm sure not, no.
Do you think Chris will mind if Steve Strange off the 80s turned up?
No.
What about Rowetta, if she turned up? What do you think, what could I say about that?
You could do a duet with her.
What about Michelle from The Apprentice? Let's say that she might turn up at Chris Moore's karaoke tonight.
I'm sure that'll all be fine. If I'm not going, she can have my ticket.
Darren Day, what do you think Chris will say about that?
I think he'll draw the line there. Scott.